There are three Site Village exhibitions in England this year, in Leeds at the end of September and in London at the very beginning of November. And the largest of the three events comes to its usual Birmingham home at the new Bingley Hall in mid-July on the 19th and 20th. Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham runs all these annual events, which showcase a wide range of products and services that are specifically there for blind and partially sighted people. Paul Hopkins, who works at the college and who, as a vision-impaired person himself, tends to go to the event every year as well as exhibiting at it, told us what blind and partially sighted visitors can expect from Site Village Birmingham 2016.
Well, they can expect a warm welcome, a very warm welcome, and they can expect guides to be on hand. It's always a good idea to pre-register, though, because people do get busy and we don't limit the time that people have with a guide. So the guide is really useful, as in a person, a human guide, as it were, is really useful because the Site Village Birmingham venue is quite big. It was an old bus garage originally, so you can imagine the kind of size that would be. And there are in excess of sort of 70 exhibitors. There are lots of tables and stands, seminars, sport-related events this year, really going towards more of that kind of thing, really, so that we have things around the exhibitors themselves.
Are these then exhibitors that represent product sellers, if you like, the high-tech companies, leisure pursuits and low-tech products as well? Is it a kind of mishmash of all sorts?
It really is. I think if anyone knows anything about Site Village, it is exactly that. It's not just one thing. You've got people selling traditional white canes, people related to age and disability, people related to alternative formats, transcription, such as braille light, print and audio. We've got banks and finance, so, you know, where they're talking about accessible information and what they're offering to people with vision impairment and other disabilities. We've got theatres, exhibitors, charities to do with vision impaired children, all kinds of new technology, so everyday kind of technology, as well as the some more expensive sort of one-off purchases. You know, you've got people that are selling small everyday devices, as I said, for around the kitchen and all that. You've got people who sell things to do with new, I would say, innovations in Braille and Braille displays. I mean, that's something I think we'll see this year. Can't say too much about that, you know, give away any secrets, but that is something you could see. Affordable Braille displays, sign language, wireless. So yeah, really the whole spectrum, big businesses, small businesses. And I think the other thing to mention is that it's a meeting place really for people with vision impairment. So often the unofficial tagline is "See you at Site Village," and it's something I've heard so many times, having been there myself, both operating a stand but also as a vision impaired person. You hear "See you at Site Village," you know, it's that buzz and that expectation, and it's very likely that if you go there you'll find people around that you already know.
So a large venue and clearly fairly packed with lots of different exhibitors. You talked about the guiding system. Can people take you round the whole area? And is that area all in one space or is it in different rooms? So what's the layout like?
Most of the exhibitors and the whole Site Village experience is in one place. So some of the seminars will be upstairs. And then there's a big hall that, as I said, is a great big vast space with lots of things going on in it. There's no limit to the time that you have with a guide, which is why it is a first-come, first-served situation. So the sooner you can register, the better, really, as I said before, because what the guides will do is that they are trained by our mobility staff, and they then are able to guide safely, but also give a really good description of what's around, because it isn't always easy, you know, because people are talking to each other, there's a lot of noise and hubbub, which is good noise and good hubbub, but sometimes if you're trying to negotiate on your own, that can be a little bit difficult for some people. So the guides, as I said, are not limited to time that they spend with you, but they are on a first-come, first-served basis. Some people come, for example, with preconceived ideas as to what they might want to see, and then the guide might say, oh, you know, you might enjoy this or that. So they're talking to you as you go along and really, you know, almost befriending, really, as much as anything else. Just have that informal conversation with you that might suddenly lead to you just sparking an interest in something or something you heard. You might say, well, what's that over there? And they say, oh, we can take you to that. It's so-and-so. So what the guides will do, they've kept very, very busy but they might, for example, leave you at a place and then come back to you at an appointed time. For example, if you're deciding that you want to see a demonstration of something and you're going to be there for a while, so you won't be left high and dry, and there's lots and lots of help around, and even the exhibitors and the participants themselves will help you from one place to another. So it's a very safe environment, I'd say.
And this year's Site Village Birmingham exhibition with seminars is on Tuesday the 19th and Wednesday the 20th of July at New Bingley Hall in Birmingham. On both days, it opens at 10 a.m. and it's open until 4 p.m. on the 19th and until 3 p.m. on the 20th. Now, if you have internet access or you know someone who does, a full list of exhibitors can be found at www.qacsitevillage, that's all run together as one lowercase word, .org.uk. And you can pre-register to attend on the website, but you don't have to, although, as we heard, if you'd like a guide, it is a good idea. And you can also phone 0121 428 5041 for more information, or you can email sv@qac.ac.uk. And if you can't get along to the two-day Birmingham Site Village exhibition, Site Village Leeds takes place at the Royal Armouries Hall on Thursday the 29th of September, and Site Village London is at Kensington Town Hall on Tuesday the 1st and Wednesday the 2nd of November.